Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. How are you doing? Today I've got some resistance to today's podcast, so we'll see what comes up. It's quite interesting for me to be hitting record and feeling vulnerable with it and exposed with it and still trying to do it anyway, so here we are. There's a lot of interesting things coming up for me at the moment, and I think I've been fine-tuned by the spirit world again, and spirit are asking, I'm asking, they're asking, I don't know. It's just a quagmire of stuff, mainly caused by my own resistance and my self-saboteur who tells me I can't do the things that I want to do. So I've been interviewing lots of people, and because interviews get less listens than the main podcast and I need to keep the momentum up, some of these interviews that I'm going to refer to won't actually have been released on the podcast yet. So it's an interesting space to be in. But lots happening. So let's start somewhere around the beginning, shall we? TJ Higgs. I interviewed TJ Higgs on the podcast a while ago, a couple of weeks ago from when I'm actually recording this. And that has been massively transformational for me. So one of the things that I have always struggled with is that I want to be part of something with somebody else. I don't want to just be doing the work on my own. I've never wanted to be at the top on my own. I have always wanted to be with other people and not looking down on anyone, but in a collective, in a group, in a space together. And Tracy was just so, from the very beginning, so easy. And it really highlighted for me where I've been experiencing a lack of ease from other teachers and mentors that I've had. And I hadn't realised, I thought that the problem was with me. It's just so interesting. So I messaged her. It was obviously divine intervention. I don't even know why. I'd probably had a glass of wine and was feeling brave and just said, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? She came back very quickly. Yes, would love to be. No hassle, no drama. Got the date arranged, all done. And then she rocked up and she just shared everything. And I could feel it energetically that there was no holding back. There was just, this is what I know. And she's so confident in her own mediumship and her own abilities that she wasn't holding anything back or keeping anything under wraps. It was just the entirety of how she feels and what she knows and what she understands in that moment. And that was amazing. But when you sit in that energy with somebody, you realize that you haven't really experienced that before. And then that leaves you questioning other experiences that you've had. And one of the things that I've really come to terms with in the last couple of weeks, and it's taken some processing, is that some of the teachers that I've had that I really wanted to be brilliant teachers for me and help me and see me have actually turned out to be dealing with their own stuff. Now, I get that. I can't say that I'm the same teacher I was when I started this journey. And I know when I started this journey, I didn't feel like I was good enough. I felt like I was an imposter. And of course, that will have impacted my teaching, whether I wanted it to or not. It will have. But I think mediumship development is such a vulnerable space to be in. And I have realized that I have spent a long time just wanting to be recognized by a teacher. Not in a completely disempowering way, but I think in a normal way. That's a normal human reaction to this whole journey, is wanting somebody to see you and acknowledge you and tell you that you're doing a good job. And yeah, some might say we shouldn't need that, we shouldn't want that. But actually, isn't that just being a human? Isn't that what being a human is? Isn't when you're putting yourself in this vulnerable space again and again, don't you just need somebody to tell you that you're doing okay? And this is not by any means all of the teachers I've had, but I can recognize now that I have been damaged by some of the people that I put trust in to be my teachers because of their own insecurities, I think. And that kind of holding it close. I mean, spirit always singing to me Magic Penny from school. If you give it away, you end up getting more. If you hold it tight, then you won't have any. And I've always had that feeling with mediumship and spirituality that the more you give, the more you will learn and grow. And certainly this podcast is the perfect example of that. Of course, I have my human days where I think, oh my God, what if I run out of stuff to talk about? What if it all just grinds to a halt? But here we are in whatever episode number this is, somewhere near the 80s of this year. And they're still inspiring me. I've still got a list of stuff to go through. I'm still getting brilliant emails from you lot, keeping me on my toes and making me think and questioning stuff. So it just goes to show, doesn't it, that the more you open up and the more you trust, even though it's so hard to do, the more benefit you will personally experience from that. And for me, having Tracy, TJ, just acknowledge me so beautifully in the way that she did, really gave me a boost. And then that boost was apparent in my next demonstration when I was in Faversham, because I believed that I could do it, so I did do it, if that makes sense. And that's always the way with mediumship, I think. It's that belief, always, and we're always trying to push through that barrier of belief. So because she had been so kind to me, because she had looked at my aura, I think this was off air, and she'd been telling me things about my abilities, because I just had that moment of approval where I felt like the sun had come out from behind a cloud, that then boosted me. And because I believed I could, I then got even further with my evidence and my connection than I've ever got before. And isn't that the spiritual journey? It's a journey. You will get better, you will improve, but sometimes the only way to do that is to start. Now, I have been reflecting, I don't know why, because it's 14 months, but last July was my first ever demonstration on my own. So I'd done some demonstrations with a friend of mine, but it was my first evidential inner venue audience readings event on my own last July. So if you think now, at the time of recording this, it's September, we are, 14 months past that point. And the journey and the learning that I have had as I've gone through that, and I can see, it's weird because you know you need the journey, and I can see that the quality of my audience management style, the way that I work, has improved, but also my connection and my evidence has improved. Does that then mean that the events I did last year were not good enough? No, it doesn't. So you have to kind of be in this space of knowing that there's more and knowing you need to grow, but acknowledging the stuff you've got right so far, whilst knowing that it's a journey and it will change, whilst knowing it's evolving, whilst knowing that you need to do it where you're at for it to evolve. So many plates to spin, isn't it? And it's really funny because I did the event in Faversham and I got off the stage and Amanda was there and we just looked at each other and went, fucking hell, because it was good. And it's a lot for me to be able to say that. It was just so amazing to me. I could feel spirit so clearly. I can't really remember half of what I said because I was so in my power, so in that experience. And then in the way that the universe does, that night I got my first snarky bad review as well. And the funny thing about that is I'm so lucky that that is the first time it's happened to me, because I know that I was good. I might not be everybody's cup of tea as a medium, as a personality, as my delivery style. If you want a medium that's going to speak in hushed tones and deep reverence to the spirit world, then I'm not your girl. I never will be your girl. I'm too down to earth. I find spirit fun and uplifting and hilarious, not sad and depressing and restricted. And so I get that I'm not everybody's medium, and you won't be everybody's medium if you're developing. It's a sad truth that you have to get comfortable with. But God, I'm so glad that I didn't get this person in July last year, because it might have stopped me. And I have to be honest and acknowledge that. We like to think that when we're on a journey, we are just moving in that right direction all the time. But actually, I recognise how fragile my belief in my abilities has been, and that it is getting stronger. And I can understand that that is the work that I've put in and the determination I've had. But it could have been like a house of cards and fallen at any time. So I was lucky. It led to a funny thing, actually, because I always try to be honest. Honesty is the most important thing to me. And so it was really funny because she left her comment. She arrived in a bad mood, this lady. So I knew she was going to be troublesome. And she arrived and she complained about something. And Amanda and I looked at each other and we just didn't give her any energy. We just went, oh, sorry about that, and carried on and didn't respond. And then in the second half of the evening after the interval, I could hear some people making a loud noise in the bar, and I always book exclusive use of venues. I don't want to be anywhere where the bar is open and the general public are making a noise. It's too disruptive. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I could hear a noise, and I asked Amanda to go out and check what it was. And it was that lady had decided not to come in for her second half and hadn't just left. She had decided to be disruptive and ruin it for everybody else. So we shut the doors on her. Not in a horrible way, but that, you know, if you want to have a drink and make loads of noise, that's fine. But you're not going to ruin this for everybody else. So we shut the doors on her. And of course, that was twice then where she'd tried to get energy and attention from us, and twice that we'd been very boundaried with her and cut her off. So it wasn't a big surprise to me when I got home and somebody had said, thank you for an amazing evening. And she had put a comment saying, we must have been at different events. Absolutely rubbish. What a joke. Blah, blah, blah. So Spirit said to me, you need to block her because she's going to keep going. And I said, okay, I'll block her. But then I thought, I don't want to just hide the bad reviews. Because what does that teach you all who listen to this podcast? If I only show you the good bits, if I delete the bad stuff and make it all crystal clear. I see this all the time. When I do ads on Facebook or social media, I get a lot of abuse on them because the algorithm cannot differentiate between somebody who loves mediumship and somebody that trolls mediums. It doesn't understand the difference. As far as the algorithm is concerned, you've commented on it, you like it, have some more of it. And then I look at some of these mediums that are advertising non-stop, 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 and you look in their comments and they haven't got one bad comment. So you know that they're deleting them all. And I'm not saying that's wrong. All I'm saying is, before I knew what I know now, which is obviously the theme of today, I would have thought that I was the only one getting abuse. I would have thought that it was spirit manifesting through people to teach me where I'm going wrong. So I didn't want to delete it. Because if I say to you, I'm comfortable with not being the medium for everybody and that not everybody's going to like me, I can't then delete the people that don't, because that doesn't teach you. It doesn't show that, does it? Anyway, luckily for me, the spirit world brought me a hilarious sound on TikTok that my daughter helped me find. And so I put the bad review up with some other ones. And how'd you like me now, Benson? And it was fine. And I made it into a joke. So I just didn't want to deny that lady's opinion, because her opinion is valid. I'm not the medium for her. But I'm also so glad that she didn't get the opportunity, or somebody didn't get the opportunity, to say that to me and do that to me in July, when it might have really pulled me off my trajectory. and now it hasn't. So I'm grateful because I have done my biggest audience yet, guys, 120 people and great reviews, and I just bloody loved it. I loved it. I loved being in front of everybody. I loved making them laugh. I loved bringing the evidence to the spirit world. I had some great spirits with some really crystal clear feelings and presence to me. So that was just brilliant. It was just brilliant. I was so pleased and so chuffed. So that's something ticked off the list before next year. And I've got all these events lined up with bigger audiences. So things are changing and things are growing. And I didn't know that that was where I was going to end up. And I don't think we're supposed to. And this is one of the things that I'm always saying about the spiritual journey. If we could predict the future, would you really want to know? If you had said to me 2 years ago, you're going to be doing a podcast that's listened to by 11,000 people a month, and if you are and you're going to be out there demonstrating to audiences of 250 people, possibly more, I would have gone, no way, and I'd have freaked out and I wouldn't have done it. So it's important, I think, to understand that spirit, your own spirit, the spirit world, understand the steps that you need to take on your journey better than you do. And sometimes that desire to know what it's all for isn't a good idea. Says she who pulls out cards every time anything happens, but you know what I mean. And it's just fascinating. And I was just interviewing my friend Bronya, whose interview isn't coming out until the 20th of October. And we were talking about difficulties with teaching that we've had. And we've been on some courses together where the quality of teaching, I would not say, has been to a very good standard. And we were just talking about the mixed bag that we've experienced and how it's been. And we were saying, actually, we feel lucky for those experiences because they have shown me what not to do. And are having that experience of being in a tutor's class and just wanting simple things like personalised feedback on a reading that I've done over a course of a week course, a residential course, I don't think is a big thing to ask for. If you're in an online group and there's hundreds of people there, you understand you're not going to get one-on-one attention. But I think if you are on a residential course for a week for evidential mediumship, you should expect at least once during that week to get feedback, personalised feedback based on your work. And to be in a position where I didn't get any, and it made me feel like I was being ignored, not good enough to be seen, not good enough to be recognised, it brought up all of my triggers, has been quite a transformational journey for me to go on. And it really helps me understand how important the little things are when you're a student, how important it is to have somebody just say, I believe in you, or you're doing a good job. And I hope, I really, really hope that my students feel that when they work with me, because I'd be devastated if they went, well, actually, Hannah, you're failing at that miserably, because I think it's so important. And it's easy, isn't it? My Celeste, my inner voice of doom, she always tells me that I'm too needy and that I shouldn't ask for it. I shouldn't want that. What's wrong with you? Why do you want that? Why do you want to be recognised? Why do you want to be seen? But isn't that just normal? Isn't that what we all really want, is a little bit of validation in this experience with spirit that is so hard to validate and so hard to understand and so easily confusing? Could be your imagination. In fact, let me tell you that story. There was a point with a teacher that I was working with online when I know that they saw how many followers I had on Facebook, which is what it is. I mean, it's not huge by some standards, it's huge by my standards. And I know the moment that they saw that, because their reaction to me changed. The way that they spoke to me changed. And It was a stupid mistake. I pressed the wrong button on my phone on Facebook and it automatically invited all of my friends to like my page, which I would never do because that's just cringy and embarrassing. And so they'd been invited to like my page, so I knew that they had seen it. And the next week in that group, when I was working with somebody, they told me that I wasn't really connecting to spirit and I was making it all up. And that little throwaway comment has sat with me for 2 years now. And I was devastated. They didn't tell me how to fix it. They didn't encourage me. They didn't help me. They just said, well, you're in your imagination. You're not really working with spirit. And left the Zoom room and just left me with the person I was working with feeling like a fraud and feeling mortified and embarrassed. And that's not a great teacher, is it? Let's be honest. But it's taken all of this time and poor TJ Higgs and my need, but to make that, to heal me from that and for me to be able to talk about it and acknowledge it and see what it is. So that's all been going on, which has been brewing away there. And then, oh, just because you can never get a day's peace with spirit, be warned if you open up to work for them. But there's been this whole change in my approach. So I teach Azui Reiki and I teach Angelic Reiki. And I had an Azui course the other weekend. And it was really lovely. It was really small, just five people, and it was five brilliant people. And I just had the bloody best time with them. And a few years ago, I decided that it wasn't right for me to continue teaching Azui Reiki because I had changed so much of the program in line with what I believe spirit want. I think we overcomplicate things sometimes, as is our human want. And when I spoke to spirit about it and meditated on it, they said to me that that was exactly the reason why I should continue teaching Azui Reiki, is that I'm not just parrot fashioning the same stuff that's been said, the same stuff that's been said, the same stuff that's been said, that I'm allowing it to evolve and grow. And I believe if you actually search into the words of Azui, Mikeo Azui, you will find that he specifies that the energy changes as you work with it more, and that if you open up to it, it will grow with you. So I was teaching that on Saturday, and then Cece just put her hand up, as she does, cheeky, cheeky Cece, and she just said, can I just ask why you're not just teaching your own healing modality? And I was like, because I can't. And she went, well, you know, because Mikeo Azui created his own healing modality. And then we were talking about Angelic Reiki, and she was like, and Kevin Kaur created his own healing modality. So why can't you? It's making me blush telling you about it. And and I said, well, who am I to do that? I can't do that. And that has just, in that way that spirit does, has just set me on a completely different path, a completely different trajectory again. So now I am resisting terribly because of my human, but I am developing with the spirit worlds a form of Reiki, but a different form of Reiki. And in the way that spirit work, and in the way, you guys know the story of how I started this podcast, was because I was pissed off with other mediums online selling misinformation, and it made me angry. And I knew that that anger meant that I had to do something with it. I had to change it up. I couldn't just let people be sharing and propagating that absolute rubbish. Well, spirit obviously really know how to work with me, because while I am doing research into different forms of Reiki and trying to resist this journey and feeling like I can and feeling like I can't, I come across this absolute knobber on the internet who's got his own form of Reiki trademarked, and he says in it, honestly, that the ego of some people, he says in his write-up, I can teach it online because Jesus has given me special permission and special upgrades to my energy to do it, but you can't teach it online. So I can teach you online, but then you will only be able to work in person in groups because I'm more special than you are because Jesus has told me so. What? And so that has just wound me up a treat, because that is just, that is that thing again of thinking that you're better than people and you're more special than people. But I also recognise that this fury rising through me, viva, is also spirit making me want to change the system and making me want to make it accessible. So I haven't got it all planned yet, but they're obviously making me record this podcast in spite of my resistance, so that I'm going to have to do it. But it's going to be a two-stage process and that's it. It's going to be simple, because I do absolutely honestly believe that once you've got the keys to Reiki, it's up to you to go on the journey with Reiki. It's not for me to continue to sell you courses to line my pockets. And I think that's where we're missing something in these associations that start up and these systems that start up, where it's all about squeezing the maximum amount rather than spreading the love and the light. So that's what's going on with me. And I've told you all now, and I can't take it back, and I'm going to make myself publish this even though I want to be sick. And that's the thing. I think spirit know the best way to get what is needed out of me is for me to have righteous indignation about something, and then I can't let it go. But how, in if you're working with that beautiful, humbling, life-changing, simple transformational energy, can you honestly put crud like that out, like you've been specially picked by Jesus? And it's everything that's wrong with the spiritual movement and everything that I think spirit are asking us to address and change. So I will create my own healing modality, and it will be that I'm not special. In fact, they've given me the name. Do you want to hear it? It's called Spirit-Led Reiki. That's what I'm going to be doing. And Spirit-Led Reiki is going to be all about you trusting that connection and your innate, already within you, ability to heal. So anyway, you might hear loads about this in the coming weeks. You might equally hear nothing about it because I've freaked myself out and my brain is short-circuited and nothing's happened. We will see. But really, if you're on the path here and you're on the journey and you feel like none of it's making sense, just hang in there, because 3 months ago, I just didn't understand where I was going and what it was all for, and I was considering jacking it all in. And all of a sudden, I've moved into this new space where I'm getting new ideas about healing, new ideas about how I want to work and how I want to demonstrate and how I want it to be, new ideas for teaching. And I just feel so glad that I managed to stick it out, because I can recognize within myself that I could easily not have. I could easily have given it up. And it's easy when we're on this journey to say, oh, it's spirit. Spirit have got to keep me going. Spirit have got to keep me on this path. And they haven't. You've just got to keep pulling yourself back to place. Keep pulling yourself back. Keep holding on. And that's where you will get to where you want to be. So there. I hope this isn't just a complete load of kerfuffle, because I just had no plan. I just hit record and wait to see what would happen. But I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful to these amazing guests that I've had on the podcast, because some of these ladies, they've all been ladies, haven't they? Yeah. Have been really inspirational to me in understanding what my soul is asking me to do. Even though my human is like, hell no, resist. And that is the journey. So thank you very much for listening. And if you are one of those beautiful people that have left me a review recently, thank you. I do get to see them on the Chartable blurb once a month. I get the emails once a week. I don't know. Time is meaningless, but I get it. And it really is just so lovely to see. So thank you. Thank you all. And I will catch up with you again soon.